This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Highlighting the best, most unique fans in the world. It's the Philadelphia Sports Fan of the Week on KYW News Radio.
If the Eagles keep winning Super Bowls, we might be in the midst of a new tradition in Philadelphia sports.
I honestly did not expect it to spread the way that it did. It's making me so happy to see everyone's getting so much joy out of it.
This is Amy Ronnebarger of North Philadelphia, a transplant from Dallas who bleeds green and found something Kelly green at the Eagles Super Bowl 59 parade.
I went to the art museum to watch the speeches, and when I was leaving, I noticed hanging on like a light post, there was a jacket. And I'm like, oh no, it looks like someone left their jacket behind.
For the record, Amy did not climb the post to get this jacket.
But then I noticed there was something attached to it, and so I approached it and saw it was a note, and I read the note.
The note inside of the jacket said in part, "If found, do not return. This jacket belongs to you." This mystery fan who left the jacket found it the night of Super Bowl 52 and felt it was appropriate to let it go for somebody else to find the next time the Eagles won the Lombardi Trophy. The note added, "Enjoy the jacket. I hope you get the opportunity to release it back into the world with another Super Bowl win soon."
I'm like, okay, this is really cool.
And thus, it is Amy's, but of course she hopes not for long. She posted the story about the jacket on social media and it went viral. But despite Amy's social media post, the mystery fan who left the jacket near the art museum has remained a mystery.
I'm surprised nobody has messaged me and been like, hey, I left the jacket. But maybe they want to stay anonymous, and that's cool too.
Amy moved here about 5 years ago after spending the first 30 or so years of her life living in Cowboys territory.
I just fell in love with it. There's something special about the city.
But Amy indicated she did not become a sports fan until arriving to Philadelphia and being around Philadelphia sports fans. So in hindsight, 2020, how happy are you that you're a fan of the Eagles and not a fan of the Dallas Cowboys?
I'm very happy. We win Super Bowls and they don't.
The Philadelphia Sports Fans of the Week, the mystery Eagles fan for starting a new tradition, and Amy Ronnebarger for intending to carry it on. When do you anticipate that you will be handing off the jacket to the next lucky fan to continue the tradition?
Listen, I don't want to curse us, but two-peat, baby. So next year.
Dave Uran, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.